Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We continue right here. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. And now joining us on behalf of Panini from the Green Bay Packers is Jordan Love. Jordan, great to see you. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thanks for coming on. So take us back to draft night. The Packers trade up for you. You're the 26th overall pick out of Utah State. How do you recall that night?
Man, it's crazy. Draft night. I say it's crazy just because you have no idea where you're going to go. Sitting there just waiting on a call. You finally get it. It's like, man, not even like you're worried about the team. It's mostly you're just like, it finally happened. I finally made it kind of feeling. So that was a great night.
We were all sitting back and we're like, wow, the Packers traded up. They're going to go get a wide receiver, maybe some defensive help. And then it was a quarterback and, you know, they have Aaron Rodgers. He's your teammate. I know that you said, and like anything could happen on draft night, but did the interest that Green Bay ended up taking you and trade up, did that at all catch you by surprise?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you don't know what to expect. I'd say it's weird because the whole process, you know, you're meeting with all these different teams and interviewing with people. You don't know who wants you, who's going to take you. Definitely caught me off by surprise. Just me sitting there thinking like who needs a quarterback. So, but I'm glad to be here, man.
What was your first conversation like with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, it was a couple of days after the draft. We had a FaceTime call, and it was pretty much just, him letting me know, like, obviously the media, you know, they're going to try and paint this picture one way and just saying, you know, happy to have me here and excited to work with me.
So you get to learn from a legend in Aaron Rodgers. What did you learn this year? What did you take from this year just finishing up your rookie season?
I think the biggest thing I took is from watching him is just watching how he practices. Dude practices just like he plays. A super consistent dude every day. He's mad if he misses a throw or somebody misses a route in practice. Same way he'd be mad in the game. So just learn how consistent he is.
So your general manager, Brian Gutekunst, the other day said, quote, "I view Jordan as a very talented prospect that we're excited about developing," and close quotes. Where do you think you're at in your developmental process of transitioning from college to the NFL as a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm on the right path. Obviously, for me, it's developing and learning the offense. That's the biggest thing. Obviously, I'm a good player that can make plays. So just learn the offense. And then when it's finally get some time to get in a game, whether that's preseason or whatnot, just being able to showcase that.
How do you explain at Utah State? I know you had a coaching change. I know you had a lot of players leave, but you had that one monster season, and then there was that year where there was some mistakes. What was the difference between the 2 years at Utah State?
I mean, yeah, you look at our team. Obviously, we had a different team in 2018 than we did in 2019. So that's one thing I look at. You know, the coaching staff changed. So there's a lot of different parts. It was a totally different team 2019. That's all I can say for that.
What type of quarterback do you envision yourself as? If no one's ever seen you play, tell me who Jordan Love is as a quarterback.
Sure, a quarterback is going to make plays, whatever that is, throwing it, running it. I'm going to try and limit myself, trying to watch other guys and grow my game as much as I can. I'm trying to put a cap on where my game can go.
Was there any criticism leading up to the draft process that annoyed you? And was there anything that you kind of laughed at? Because you know it. They put you under a microscope. They dissect every part of you. And sometimes you hear guys have like short arms and you go, I'm not saying that's the case with you, but you go, really? That's what we're breaking down now? What was that thing during the draft that you just laughed at?
Yeah, I mean, like you say, they look at everything. Every variable of your game. Obviously mine was the interceptions in 2019 and what is he actually a good player? They look at the team I played on, Utah State. Was he playing good competition? So they look at everything, man. It's just you just got to take what they look at and turn around and show them two steps of why you are a good player, really.
I remember on the positive side, someone, I forget who it was, but they said, you could be the next Patrick Mahomes. Now everyone throws that out there. When you hear things like that and you see what Patrick's done in this league, what goes through your mind on that analysis?
Really, I mean, it's motivation. You see what he's doing in his career, second Super Bowl appearance. It just shows you, where my career can go. But all it really is motivation. Knowing that I need to get better.
How about this matchup coming up on Sunday? Brady Mahomes, you got to love it as a quarterback, right? I know you wanted to be in the game, but it just didn't pan out that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be a good game. Two really good quarterbacks. Obviously, the old school versus new school kind of thing. So it'll be fun to see who gets the better hand.
With that relationship with Aaron, I know you touched on a little bit earlier, Jordan Love. Was it at all awkward for you with all that you heard before you actually met him? And then when you met him, was there any awkwardness this year?
Yeah, it definitely is. They kind of painted the picture coming in. It's like me versus Aaron. And it's kind of thinking about that when I'm talking to him. So it's kind of weird. But he's a great dude. I think we got a good relationship. And
do you think one day maybe you could be on the same level as an Aaron Rodgers as a player, even better than him?
That's the goal. That's the goal right there.
So how long are you willing to wait as, I guess, then the follow-up? Because I'm sure it's tough to balance sitting, learning, being patient, and then also wanting to play. Are you a patient guy when it comes to that waiting process?
Very patient. in the back of my head, I know my time will come, and it's all about what I do with that. Got to make the most of that opportunity.
So even if you got to wait 3-4 years to get on the field, that's fine with you?
Hey, it's out of my hands, I guess.
All right, tell me about the work that you're doing today with Panini.
Signing cards and doing different interviews, doing photo shoots. It's a great little deal.
Well, good luck the rest of the way. We appreciate you making some time. Thanks so much, Jordan.
Yep, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.